This is Spoleto Today. I'm Jeanette Gwen. Sarah Higgins from Shakespeare's Globe production of Romeo and Juliet is our guest. Sarah, we all think we know the story of Romeo and Juliet. Help us understand this production's interpretation of the richness and complexity of that story.
Well, once we started rehearsing it, we sat around the table and went through the script, every line by line, every character, and started trying to convert that into our language, the way we speak today, especially given that the cast are from so many different backgrounds and locations across the UK. So once we started doing that, we realised we had a lot to play with, and we were able to make choices on how we were going to do it. And I think what we've come up with is a really nice kind of reflection of the people who were chosen to play these parts, and where we're from, what we feel the character should be like, just kind of finished off with how the director wanted it, basically. Started with Tim and Dominic, and finished with them as well. So everything in between is what we've added to it and how we believe the language should be spoken, and what meaning we want to get across, what story we want to tell.
Sarah, where are you from and how did you end up at the Globe?
I'm from Stirling in Scotland, which is right in the heart of it. It's in between Edinburgh and Glasgow. I went to drama school quite late on, so late 20s, and I just got an audition for the Globe and met with Dominic and Tim sometime in February. They'd seen me in a play where I played a similar part down in London, but I think they felt that this would be something of a challenge. But yeah, so that's how I ended up there.
Tell me about some of the other cast members.
Well, there are 8 actors in the cast, and each of us, apart from, with the exception of Romeo and Juliet, we all double up at least in our characters. For example, I play the nurse, Lady Montagu, and Balthazar. I think the most is Matt Doherty, who plays 4 different characters. He plays Paris, Tybalt, Montagu, and Peter, the nurse's servant. We've kind of worked well as a team. We're all kind of from different experience levels within the industry. We've got some people who've done quite a bit of Shakespeare, some people who's, this is their first production of Shakespeare, some straight out of drama school. And we're all quite young as well, I think, as a young casting of Romeo and Juliet.
Tell me about those 3 different roles and how difficult it is to change in the moment to a different character.
Yeah, because we do it really quickly. I think it's Benvolio, the guy, Tom Canji, who plays Benvolio in The Friar. He changes character. He finishes one scene with his line and starts the scene with his line, and changes on stage. We do that quite a lot. I think it's just practice and knowing your character. And as long as you know what you're about to say means, it's fine. You slip into it. It's absolutely grand.
What is it that makes Shakespeare's language so unique?
I think it goes back to that point about the fact that we can choose our own meaning for what he's saying, you know, his language. There's obviously the beauty of it, the poetry. Our director said a wonderful thing the other day at one of our Q&A sessions in town in Charleston, and it was about Shakespeare is unique thus far in the sense that he has written plays that everybody can feel in touch with. He covers every possible part of humanity, really, an experience that most of us have had. And sometimes we feel alone in that sense, so people can just relate to parts of his plays, and I think that's very special for one man to have understood so much about human beings.
Were there things that you did, especially with this production, to make it alive for people today?
Yeah, I think the main thing is that the directors worked on producing a cut where scenes interlocked. So you'll have a scene with the nurse, Lady Capulet and Juliet, and halfway through we'll stop and you'll see Romeo and the Friar appear on stage and they'll play out part of their scene, etc., that kind of idea. And somebody made the point that it's very like today's viewing of things, you know, in TV, for example, you've just got split-second scenes, and that's what we are used to these days in this kind of time. So it's very quick, and I think it gives the play quite a fast pace because we're well able to take it in at that pace. It's just before, some of these scenes can be quite lengthy and you might lose people by the end of it unless something huge is happening before we get taken on to the next part of the story. So I think that's the main thing in our production. And it's also got a lot of music in it as well, which I think brings people in, and a lot of joy throughout, despite the the tragic ending.
Speaking of music, in addition to your 3 characters, you're a violinist.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you learn for this, or have you been playing violin for a long time?
No, I played as a child, And I stopped kind of halfway through secondary school. What's that, your high school? And we had our auditions, and it was only, well, it wasn't on the first day of rehearsals, certainly, but there was a hint that I might be asked to play the violin, and I haven't played it for a very long time. So we had to pick it up. But to be honest, I'm not in the worst situation. There were members of our cast who didn't play instruments and who actually learned from scratch. Matt Tybalt, he learned the mandolin from scratch. Hannah plays the accordion amazingly. She's our music captain. She's brilliant. I think she had played it a little bit, but really stepped it up for rehearsals. And then Tom with his cymbal. That was a lot of practice. we've all kind of worked together to kind of help each other along. But it's been good fun. Really glad I got to play it.
This is Spoleta Today, and our guest is Sarah Higgins, cast member of Romeo and Juliet. This is the touring company from The Globe. Have you performed on the Globe stage?
Yes. As part of our tour, we got to perform on the Globe for a fortnight, which was just a few weeks ago.
How did it feel to be on that stage, and why is that stage so special to us?
Oh, it was incredible. It's an amazing space. It's vast. There are bigger stages out there. There are bigger places to play. But in the sense that you have got so many eyes on you at once from so many different angles, and just the energy kind of swirling around that building is brilliant. It's fabulous.
When I walked in the Dock Street to see your show, I was struck by the set. Tell me about performing in that space, just being in that historical setting of the Dock Street Theatre. How's that for your cast?
Yeah, sure. The first thing about that theatre that you notice is how much space it has, how much air there is in that building, and the acoustics are incredible. Having gone from the Globe, we moved on to Brighton, which was an open-air theatre, and we really, really had to work our voices and be very specific about where we directed our lines in order for everybody to get the story. And when we moved into the Dock Street Theatre, we realised that it's not about effort, but it's just about understanding. You just don't need to push. You don't need to push your voice to every corner in that theatre. The acoustics are so good that it does it for you, and it's a testament to the design of it. But I don't know if you noticed when you were in the audience, we keep the lights up so we can see you as much as, well, maybe not as much as you can see us, but just to kind of keep you involved, and that's the essence of what the Globe does as well. So it's just been a lovely space to work in, and our set that you saw, we have a two-tiered wooden structure that we put on the stage. When we go up to that balcony part, we have the same eye line as those in your balcony, so it's really nice. It just feels as if we're all together. It's a lovely space.
Romeo and Juliet continues through June 7th at the Dock Street Theatre. Our guest has been Shakespeare Globe actor Sarah Higgins, who's performing the roles of Nurse, Balthazar, and Lady Montague. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks very much.
For Spoleta Today, I'm Jeanette Gwynn.